CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. It is 11 o'clock, well, 5 past 11 on a Thursday morning. And my name is Dimitri Masha, and you are listening to the Weekly Mashup. Of course, in studio, I have with me
the amazing, incomparable Candace Mama.
I like incomparable. I'm trying to, really.
I've got a word of the day. So I'm like, how can I describe myself?
Incomparable.
And, you know,
ebullient.
And I'm tired of just describing myself on my physicality.
All right,
So now I'm using big words.
So
big
who are you incomparable to?
Anyone. See?
Okay.
I'm unique. Okay.
All right. So unique as you are, what has happened this week? What's
I think we need to address my people. Firstly, thank you for listening, guys. And
really?
Thank you so much.
We wouldn't be doing this without you. We love you.
It's always so weird when people like stop me to tell me certain things. And I won't name the person, but we met one of my Facebook friends. We met in person finally. And you had to call me out because last week I spoke about Shirley Caesar singing Woman to Woman.
And that's not true.
Right?
That's
and
not
I
right.
Said, I said that the reason I don't post men on Man Crush Monday or when I'm in a relationship is because, well, I don't want a Shirley Brown situation in my life.
Yes. Well, what you said was a Shirley Caesar.
Yes, because I said Shirley Caesar and people were like, don't go defiling the name of God's woman like that. And I was okay.
Did
well,
they say it in an American accent and everything?
I'm in my head.
Okay.
In my head, I was being told off in an American accent. But, I mean, she was just speaking.
In Baptist style.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry. And she was like, I got to take you to church. Yeah. And I was just like, no, you know, but Woman to Woman is still a pretty good song.
I mean, it's really about a woman who calls another woman and just says, I just want to let you know.
Yeah, because people
that
are thinking.
Man is mine.
Yeah, from the clothes on his back to the food in his fridge.
Exactly. It's mine.
You know, so I mean, I like avoiding drama like that. So so I'm really trying.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep men off my Instagram so that I don't have a woman, because I don't think I've got the patience for that.
I
think I'd kill the man first. But
I once went through a thing like that.
You went through a woman to woman.
Yeah, I went through a woman to woman. But it didn't turn out like a woman to woman like Shirley Brown. That was no.
Yeah.
I ended up getting a beat down. That's what happened. I got a beat down.
Please tell us more.
Because there was a woman's picture in my phone. And I thought...
You deleted it.
What?
That's what you thought.
I didn't think why would I delete it? I just thought it
you
was
you
there.
Lie. What happened was WhatsApp actually automatically saves things to camera roll.
You know
and
what I mean?
You thought was,
Lord.
I saw the picture and now I'm going to move on with my life.
Yes.
And woman, we slick.
Yeah.
So we got your phone and
fool.
We saw.
Because I was like, babe, can you take a picture of me, please? So I can post it. You know
so
the
you
last picture?
You on yourself.
Yeah, the last picture that was like saved, it's like, there she is.
That's
like,
a damn shame. That
like,
is so sad. I'm sorry.
On Instagram, she was like, I thought her makeup
her name on Instagram was at bootylicious.com.
You know, we should use her in our next production as a makeup artist. Yeah, that didn't end well.
Yeah, obviously.
I was bruising out the house.
I can, you know, in that case, I
and
can't even
winter.
Defend you.
It was winter, so you can imagine.
Even better.
It's all cool. It's like trying to sleep in your car, you know, for the first hour. It's like, cool, you can do
it. Yeah, because you're like, you know, I'm not that big a guy. I can just recline
in the
seat.
You know what I mean? It's still warm. But an hour later, a car
it's
is
really
totally
not comfortable.
Not insulated.
And you start getting spasms because
it's
you can't
cold.
Stretch.
You can't stretch.
And you can't keep the car running.
No, it's cold.
But you know what? I'd be the
and
kind of
the
woman
park.
That keeps your keys. I kick you out the house, I keep your keys and cell phone. So then I'm just like, you ain't calling Uber and
That's
you ain't driving.
Cool.
So
cool.
Now I'm going to watch you through the window try and figure out your life.
Like,
why are you thinking about your life out there?
There are no taxis at that time of night from the estate.
And now you got to explain to your neighbors what the hell you are doing, right?
I'm coming back and see what. Here's what I did. I came back. I snuck in the house.
How did you sneak in the house? You broke into your own house.
Yeah, I broke in. It's not for the first time. I've been breaking into my own house for years, by the way.
Then maybe you just need to stop getting kicked out.
Yeah, that would probably help. You know, that's my New Year's resolution.
Not get kicked out. Well, it's hard to get kicked out of a place, well, but now you're
what?
A bachelor. There's no one to kick you out.
I could get kicked out by my parents.
I shouldn't laugh at you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh either. This is sad. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but you wanted to play a song when we started the show, Life of a Bachelor.
I did.
Or actually, the end of a bachelor.
Listen, I want to play
this
song.
Is that like
song.
Death of a Bachelor?
It's the death of a bachelor. Okay. I have to play this song.
Okay, play it. And then let's get back. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, wow, that took me a while to get into it.
Yeah, but when you did, you were like asking me all these funny questions.
No, because
you know?
I'm like, okay, the death of a bachelor.
So you were thinking, maybe
so it means
I'm sending you the song.
Okay,
as a,
no,
this
not,
has
not
happened
me.
In my life, and I want you to know.
No, not me, but I'm
like,
no.
Friend, I can't tell you, like,
I can't tell you properly, but so I want you to know that my bachelor life is
yeah.
over. No, because I'm your friend. It's different.
Yeah.
So if, like, okay, so I had
so
this crazy man who sent me a song. Like, we broke up, and he sends me a song about how, like, you know, this guy in the song really regrets what he did to break this woman's heart. So obviously I'm reading subliminally into it. I'm like, this nigga regrets it. Nah. And then he's like, no, it was just a really good vocal arrangement. I was like, this guy, block.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because it's confusing.
Yeah.
I don't like people who just like songs for no damn reason.
No, men like songs because they like songs.
No, men like playing games.
Oh,
Death of a Bachelor. You are telling us something. You just don't want to tell us. I'm telling you, people, mark this day, 2nd of February.
Mark this day, 2nd of February.
Is it 2nd? It is 2nd, right?
Yeah, I should know, right?
Because Valentine's Day
went off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
It's last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's the death of a bachelor, see?
It's the death of a bachelor, 2nd of February, guys.
I don't know, eh? This is last month.
We have stopped taking proposals, ladies.
What do you mean? And like explain yourself. Are you saying that Valentine's is over? Like y'all don't date in February.
Huh?
It is actually a tricky month to start dating someone, right?
It kinda is, eh?
Because even if you've been dating for a week, a woman still looks at you on Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
it's like, hello.
What are we doing?
All right, listen. I want to talk about something, a phenomenon that is happening in Pretoria. Because
Pretoria
Mahlangeng, right?
Okay.
And people there are crazy.
Obviously.
So the Nyaope people have taken it to another level. They've got this thing called Bluetoothing.
What does that mean?
I smoke the Nyaope.
Yes. And you get it
via
Bluetooth.
You draw my blood.
Oh.
And then I inject you with my blood.
Oh, no. That is some bull crap. That is disgusting. No, that is disgusting.
Maybe I shouldn't have
no,
been so personal
disgusting.
About it, right?
No,
but that's what these Nyaope people are doing now.
No.
It's like, Nyaope is not bad enough. It's not dangerous enough.
No, that just sounds
let's
cheap
take
and disgusting.
It, let's take it to the next level.
No, we it sounds like both of us are going to share.
Why can't we just share the joint?
Disgusting.
Why can't we just share the joint? So
that's
I guess
disgusting.
There wasn't enough Nyaope for both of us. So we decide who takes the first hit.
How did this news come to you? This is what
it
I want to know.
Actually, you know what?
Was it in the Pretoria Times?
No, it was. It was
the
Pretoria News, not the Pretoria Times.
I was close.
Which is an affiliate of the Star newspaper. It was also, it's also all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It even hit headlines on some of the, you know, radio stations. That
As it should. That is bloody disgusting.
And it's horrible.
That's disgusting.
And then these guys have the audacity to want to sue the Minister of Health. For them
what?
Dying. Because something should have been done.
Something should have been done about your dumbass taking blood from someone else? No.
It's high blood.
No. Wow, okay, I don't like this one. I think we should swiftly move along.
Yeah, let's swiftly
we
move
have
on.
Got some really good looking people in
of,
the studio.
Speaking of health, that's what I wanted to go with.
Yeah,
people
I'm like.
Who definitely don't do that craziness.
I'm like, I hope not. Shit, that would be
disgusting.
We've
got some guys in the studio with us, and they've been tweeting, I hope. And
it was actually like a 2-for-1 special, right?
It was a 2-for-1
like,
special.
Like, I was happy. I was like, damn.
I don't know if any of the people are listening right now, especially on Twitter, noticed that I posted something on Sunday, before and after.
Yes.
Picture.
And then I was just like, damn.
That was very smart.
Yeah. Did you edit it yourself?
No.
The before and after?
I just took a picture. We just took a picture together.
Yes.
With Dumi, right?
And then you were like,
Dumi and Dumi took a picture together, and
yes.
I thought, you know, because we're
before,
both Dumi.
Before, after.
Like, you know, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I like that picture. I was like, the after you was hot.
Thanks, Candice.
I was like, damn.
Thanks. And the before, not so
You know, I was just like, damn, okay.
All right. So anyway, yeah, we took a picture together, and...
Yeah, and of course I had to meet the after you. I needed to know if the vibe is the same, you know, if he's got personality.
You don't need personality when you're that good looking.
No, you do.
If you're gonna be getting
a woman-to-woman tips,
listen,
you kind of want someone who's just gonna be alone.
If I look like that, when I look like that, because it's gonna happen.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, because it's after, obviously.
I'm gonna stop being funny, and I'm not gonna have a personality. I'm gonna be like, hey, what's up?
Well, you know it's radio, right?
I don't care. You're just gonna have to look at my muscles.
Well, I would, actually. I would. forward.
But anyway, we got someone. We got two guys, Jose and Dumi, in the studio. How are you doing, guys?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good. That was Dumi,
ladies. Yeah.
And that is Jose. Say it again, Jose.
How's it, man? How's everybody doing?
No, we're good. These guys, I bumped into them at a Four Ways Farmers Market on Sunday, and I was just like, you know what? Clearly, they must work out. Otherwise, obviously, like, whatever pills they're taking, I want a badge, you know?
But I just love how they were dressed. I was like, people just go out like that? I mean, it's a, I was just like...
What are you talking about?
Like the shorts and, you know, it's like,
right,
it's like a
awesome
squad.
Yeah. So, guys, are you a squad? What's up with that?
It's like a hot squad.
Do you accept slightly chubby guys in your squad?
No. Definitely not.
Do me!
You with the team.
I love you. He didn't even sugarcoat it.
Yeah. So, basically... No. I can't join the squad. Is that what you're saying?
In the future you can. The after you can. Not right now.
Okay, so wait. Do you guys scout people? Like, do you walk in a mall and be like, wow, that nigga could join us? Or
Yeah, that nigga could join us. Look at his abs. Yeah.
Do you want me to explain actually how it happened?
Please, yes, go ahead.
Well, we've known each other for a while and we've all been interested in like working out and whatnot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically it came a time where like, okay, yo, that guy's going in. That guy's going in. We're all fit. Maybe I should invite him for a session.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we decided to train together and whatnot. Then we basically decided to take it further and like, why don't we make this a lifestyle? Well, before we even decided why don't we make it a lifestyle, it was a lifestyle, but why don't we make it a lifestyle together?
Oh.
And after that, we decided why don't we help people out? That's when we like joined Herbalife. We decided, okay, cool, let's actually be wellness coaches. Let's get everybody on board with this fitness thing. And people always come up to us and ask us, how do you do it? Yeah. Why do you do it? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
So how did it start for you? For you, Dumi, and I want to get to you, Jose, in a minute. How did it start for you? When did it start? When did you decide, I want to get into a certain type of shape, and when did the obsession hit? Because I mean, this is not something that you can just do because, like, you know,
I'm
I
bored.
Felt like it today.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thought started actually when I was in primary, because when I was in primary, I was in St. John's and I was going into college. So, you know, the big boys, the rugby boys and stuff, and I'm like, geez, I want to be playing a first team.
Exactly.
Level.
I mean, I thought like that at 11, like, I need some muscles.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, if I'm going to be playing in the A team, I'm going to have to put some muscles on. So, obviously, I got to high school. Started like body training, like your own body weight and stuff, not necessarily lifting weights.
Because you
like
really shouldn't as a preteen.
So a lot of push-ups and whatnot. Then eventually came to a time when I was like 15, 16. I'm like, okay, now I have to like start bashing the weights.
Yeah.
Then through the time, like my training just like evolved and changed. Like when I stopped playing sports, rugby, I started competing and whatnot. So the training changed, the type of conditioning changed. Then I'm like, you know what? I actually love this thing. This is going to be me forever. When I'm 60, I still want to look like this. So
tell me something. Did women and compliments ever like motivate you? Like be like, you know what? I like this attention. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Just a bit. I've always had attention ever since
ladies.
I was... Nah. Ever since I was young, I've always had attention.
He's like, I've always been cute.
Yeah. Like,
so basically
I didn't need this
new
body.
You know what I mean? No, I did it for myself. I did it for my inside.
All right. And you, Jose? I mean, like, tell me your life story, man. How did it come about?
Well, you know what, man? I've always been in fairly great shape.
Yeah?
And I think a couple of years back, I gained quite a bit of weight from too much partying and unhealthy
eating. That can happen. I mean, that's what happened to me. Really. I didn't get like this because of any other reason.
Yeah. Good life.
You know what sucks about that? Unfortunately, when you gain all that weight, you don't notice it. You just wake up one day.
Dude,
look at yourself.
Just wake up one day hungover.
I'm
and
a chubby
like,
monkey.
Right? Yeah. How did this happen? Well, I wouldn't call myself a chubby monkey.
No. No. It's
hopefully
a cute
not
term. It's
hopefully
a term
not
of endearment.
So you know what? I slowly got back into it. I got back into the gym routine. I picked up a bit of size and then eventually started burning off and I started looking great. And then when I got back into it, Dumi approached me. He's like, you know what? Why don't we start a squad basically of elite gents to basically push the standards up in terms of personal training, in terms of fitness in Johannesburg to motivate more people to lose more weight, to be healthier, and to just basically live a healthier lifestyle as a whole.
You know what I admire about you guys?
Yeah.
Like, I think what you're doing, and we should really speak about this, because sometimes we can, like, get all wrapped up in ourselves and get jealous. Why those guys, they won't even let me in.
But they said I'm not allowed.
They said I'm not allowed.
Can you believe?
But I think what's really cool about what you guys are doing is, you were there at Farmer's Market having a great time. You were out. It's not like you were in the gym bashing weights every single day. You were out having a good time, but you were doing it, like, in a very different way to how maybe the rest of us might be doing.
Wait,
it was alcohol free and you were eating clean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's the kind of squad. That's what I admire about you guys. You're a bunch of guys who go out together, hang out, have a good time, but you do it differently to guys your age usually would.
Wait.
You're not getting toe up and passing out.
No, so y'all don't get toe up and pass, like, don't pass out, but I'm saying y'all don't drink?
We do, but like there's a balance. Okay. So obviously
they don't
do you drink
much.
Like you drink see-through stuff because apparently it's got less calories. No.
No, not necessarily. Like
calories.
I'm just curious. When we want to lose weight too.
When we want to, we do drink. Just, but just that the discipline we carry on throughout the year helps us to maintain it, even when like we do drink, when it's like once or twice. Mm. That whole discipline gets in. This is like okay.
Mm. I think it's pretty cool though, because like you almost got accountability partners. Like there's someone to call. Yeah. Like do me.
A squad actually.
How you doing, man? I know it's late. I'm sorry to call you this late.
I'm having withdrawal.
But I opened the fridge, man. There was a slice of chocolate. And I'm sorry, but I ate the whole thing.
No, that's our kind of problem. I don't think...
Nah.
You need to come over, man, because there's another slice. And I'm looking at going in.
No. Now and then we do have those problems. Like, Jose is always on my case about what I eat. The one time we went to Macro and I ended up getting like a packet of marshmallows.
Why would you do that, though?
It's marshmallows.
I was craving them. Let me tell you, it's about having... It's about
how do you balance that? Like, I was craving a bag of marshmallows.
Okay,
it's
let me tell what the difference is.
Marshmallows. What is wrong with marshmallows?
It's, the thing is, people don't get the difference. It's not a restricted diet. It's a strict diet.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Restricted.
All right, all right.
Okay,
all right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
What is a strict diet as compared to a restricted diet?
Okay, so like a restricted diet would be the whole week don't have carbs.
Okay.
Which is like insane. If I didn't have carbs the whole week,
you'd
I think I'd
miserable.
Go crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
So I will fairly eat well. Maybe from like Monday to like Thursday. Then it's a Friday. I'll be like, bros, I'm definitely having ribs and a burger today.
But ribs and a burger.
But look at him,
Chi. He eats quite a lot.
He's allowed to. Like, that's the thing, you know? Like, I feel like when your body looks like that, it gives you more wiggle room than the rest of us.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
I like that you said wiggle room.
I'm just saying, like, your
there's
ab.
No wiggle on that
no,
body.
No, exactly. But, like, I mean, the one ab is not going to go awry. You know what I'm saying? Like, over a burger.
It's not going to pop over a rack of
and be like, now there are five of us.
But you know what it is as well? Along with a diet, what counts the most is consistency.
Okay.
The more you do it, the more your body will actually get used to it. So every now and again, when you pig out and have that burger or you have like 5-pack of chips, it really won't affect you because your body's still working at an optimum level.
Okay.
Your body gets
used like
to
that.
I want to get back to when you're at optimum. Let's forget about the ribs, the chips and whatever. So what exactly are we talking when you say a strict diet? What am I waking up and eating for breakfast? What am I having at lunchtime?
Mm.
What am I having at dinner? This is on a normal, I'm having a good day. Today, I'm not cheating. I'm not doing anything funny.
It's Monday.
So I'll give you my plan and Jose will give you.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
So let's say on Monday, I'm feeling motivated. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning, I'll have oats and I will put some Herbalife Rebuild Strengthen, which is almost like whey protein.
Okay.
With a bit more carbs in. I mix that with my oats. That's my first meal.
No milk, no sugar, no nothing.
Sometimes milk, sometimes water. Depends on what I feel like making my oats with. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But definitely no sugar. You heard that, guys.
Yeah, no, because the protein already has was trigger.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Then my second meal, I'll have like a chicken breast. I'll have broccoli and whatever other veggies I feel like having.
And how much time is in between these meals?
2 hours at least.
Okay.
So 2.5 hours.
Okay.
That's perfect. Yeah.
When do you get, like, you just had the oats. Now the next thing you're doing is making the chicken breast. Or did you do this the
night before? Is this like meal prep? You guys do like the whole lunchtime meal prep thing?
Sometimes, yeah. But I will make sure that if I'm going to like make one breast, I'm definitely throwing in the 5 others, so I don't have to keep making breasts six times a day.
Okay.
Or I'll just offer my helper to like
crazy.
Exactly to like make a whole like lunch box of like chicken breasts and whatnot. Then I just take them out the fridge, throw them in.
Okay.
Then if I'm out in like Sandton, when I'm there, I'll probably have like sushi.
Okay.
So it's not
with
bad
with the rice.
With the rice.
Okay.
I need those carbs personally. I need. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to
maintain.
Slash.
So if you were training me, you'd say, listen, for you, just sashimi.
Yeah. I'd be like, no rice, bro. I like no rice.
No sake either.
What kind of a trainer are you? Are you a no bullshit trainer or are you a sugarcoat trainer? So it's like a. And when
sounds
I say sugarcoat.
Like no bullshit trainer.
No, because no, there's some trainers, like I've been able to speak my trainers out of working out.
Yeah.
Like I get there and then I'll
what?
Be tired and then I'll just like start talking like, oh my gosh, how's your wife? And then like we lose count and we just like, yeah, and I'm like, oh my gosh, wow, bye. You know, like it just.
You just paid for that.
I know, but still. Okay.
So how I do it is I go according to the type of energy the person gives me. So if a person comes to me and says to me, I want results, I'm paying for these results, I want them now, then it's no bullshit trainer.
Yeah.
But if someone comes to me like, yeah, I just want to work out, I will push them, but obviously there's a certain limit. I mean, if I can see that the person's dead, doesn't want anything, I'm not going to push them beyond that. Because some people really don't want to push themselves that hard, and if they don't want to, it's not your job to, you know what I mean?
Okay, how long would you say it takes to transform a body? Like, if I came to you and I said, I want a six-pack, I want to be ripped, how long would it take you? Yes, me.
Are you disciplined or not?
I am quite, if I know what I'm doing.
In 3 months, I'd give you a banging body in 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
A whole 12 weeks?
No, wait,
12
wait, weeks. Wait.
Damn.
Like and Candace, you're around the corner. You're around the corner, okay? I saw your workout videos like 2 days after New Year's, so please.
Oh, yeah, because
let's talk to somebody with real problems.
I'm saying, and how long would it take you to...
to give him a banging body with abs?
A banging body.
Yeah, come on.
Or maybe a flat stomach. Let's start with flat stomach.
Ah,
then
you
go
said
to abs.
Shut up, you.
Abs. Jeez, abs are a hard one. I'd say let's... I don't know.
You see what you did? You was going there.
I'd say let's get those abs by December.
A whole year.
But you know what, see, it's like the commitment to the lifestyle. It really isn't about the six pack. You'll feel so good.
But what about those pills on the internet?
Oh, bro, those pills are a lie.
Like, those pills say that I could have that six pack in 6 weeks.
Bro, but if those pills worked, everyone in Joburg would have abs.
That's true. And the very mark, like, ab machine.
You know what I mean?
Do you remember those things that used to pinch you and you, like, put on, like, oil and then it just, like, vibrates? And then, like, you leave it on for, like, 3 hours.
And you just awkwardly sit there with the abs loaded.
While you're eating, while you're smacking.
The Wi-Fi is a little bit slow here. These abs are taking forever to load. But no, it's still buffering.
Exactly, nah. It's all a lie.
Yeah, so Joe's, are you also in the personal training business as well?
Yeah, I actually fairly recently got into it.
Okay.
So we're doing that. And as for my diets, I normally wake up in the morning, have about Herbalife Formula One shake. Mm-hmm. It's quite versatile. It's a very ideal shake, and you can use it as a meal replacement.
It's
actually ideal for people who want
are trying to lose weight
or maintain, depending on what your goal is.
All
but
right.
The whole purpose of the Formula One is to replace a meal. So in case you're running out, you're going from meeting to meeting or from job to job, and you don't have time to eat, you just mix 2 scoops, 250 mils of water, and that's your meal done. You get all the nutrients you need from that one meal.
I want to get to dinner, and then I want to get to how long it takes to work out. So
first, how many meals are there?
Oh, okay.
You know, so...
Okay, well, typically, it also just ideally depends on what your goal is. And
okay.
So if you're trying to gain weight, if you're trying to lose weight, both diets would be fairly different.
Okay.
But I think for a majority of the people, we're looking at about between 4 to 6 meals a day.
Okay.
That's for people who are just trying to lose weight.
Yeah, that's people trying to lose weight. Dinner, you generally try to keep it light, no carbs, a couple of veggies if you need, but mostly lean chicken, mince, and if you need some Herbalife Rebuild Strength just before you go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And wait, so before what time are you supposed to eat dinner?
I'd say after upper 7, it should be done.
You don't put anything in your mouth anymore.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to lose weight. But if you're trying to gain, you can normally even up to 12.
Just before you nap, as you're blacking out in bed, just have some.
You can actually pass out with the food in your hand. Yeah.
With the spoon in your hand. Yeah,
100%.
I want to be that guy.
Nah, you need abs. We're getting you the abs.
No. You mean just
party.
No.
Yeah, to be like, shut up.
If you're going to be the before me,
you're still, I don't want this before forever. Okay, so I wanted to ask a question though. How long do you guys work out and how many days a week?
We're in the gym practically every day.
Okay.
Yeah. But we work out hard. 5 days a week we work out hard. On Sunday, if we go, it's mostly stretching, just skipping. Just to feel good
fun.
About ourselves.
For fun. We're in there for fun.
Because if we don't go, we feel bad. And we're at farmer's market and having all this sugary stuff. And then we're like,
So we go straight after. Like, you go straight after farmer's market. You're like, this was some, you know what I mean? I had that pastry. So I'm going now.
Definitely.
It's 6 in the evening and I'm going to go work that pastry.
Oh, no, we go before.
No.
Get out the way.
I'm like, but are you guys those people that are hard to date? Because I find that I try to date someone who is a fit freak, and then they start watching your food. Then they're like, are you gonna eat that? Oh, is that gonna happen? So are you guys those problems in a relationship, or do you not say anything and
you're
just
judgmental?
No, I don't have to say it. I'm not that guy that doesn't say anything, but I'll give you the look. I'm like, hmm.
Are you going to eat that?
I'm like, babe, I just had chicken breast. What are you having?
Okay. And I'm like, a pizza.
I'm like, oh, you can have a pizza, really, is it? Okay.
Yeah, really? I'm sorry, but I would definitely say something. I would definitely
say something. So you guys are a problem today, in other words.
No, not a problem.
In other words, you must date only people like yourself.
No, not necessarily, because I mean, the whole thing we're doing is pushing more people, encouraging people to do it. So it's more of a case of, I would suggest a better meal, but if they're very persistent on having that, then, you know.
No, but you know what? No woman is persistent after a man is judging her. Like,
I mean, they're cultivating, not judging.
No, I just be like, I would eat it with a heavy heart. I would still eat it though. With a very heavy heart.
I need to ask a question though. I mean, like, the motivation behind working out and everything else. Do you guys feel more energetic? Do you sleep better?
Definitely.
Your emotional state, your mental state, definitely. Is better than when you're not working out?
100%. When I'm working out, my discipline in general is just better. I'm just
more driven.
Time for things. I'm getting things done in time. I'm more persistent. I'm more, yeah.
You're a
for me,
lover.
It's more about. I'm just a.
No!
I'm a better lover. Throughout the whole year. In general, I'm just more motivated, to get my goals done, to reach my goals and smash them, definitely.
All right. You know? For me, it's a lot easier because, I mean, you get into a routine of, you know, like, you know what time your meals are, you know what time you're going to gym, and everything other outside of that falls into place because, I mean, you're so disciplined that you know what's going next, you know what you're eating.
And you can't throw your schedule off like
basically.
That.
Basically, and for me, that keeps you going because you know what, as much as I'm eating this meal now, I'm thinking about a slice of red velvet cake, you know what, at the end of the day, it's only going to benefit me.
Okay, but do you guys actually have our normal human craving? Like when you look at something and just like, I just feel like just devouring the whole cake.
All the time, like, man. All the time.
I do.
I can never go past the store and see Oreos and leave them alone. I am an Oreo junkie. Every time I see Oreos, I have to buy them.
The other day, I live Virgin Active. I told Jose that I'm going to have pulchers. I drove past KFC. I was like,
that's pulchers.
I'm having a Hawaiian wrap.
Yeah.
And I went and I got a Hawaiian wrap.
I think they put heroin in that smell.
Yes.
Or something. Because, like, you can't drive. I must be honest. KFC is one of those foods that after I've eaten it, I feel so disappointing. But before, I'm like, I got to have it.
Really? It's the one meal I can drive past. Like, I'll just smell it and just keep driving. Like, KFC does nothing for me.
No, that's smart.
McDonald's, nothing.
Kentucky.
No, but if I see like a really great restaurant, I'm like, I'm going in. And like, you know, obviously great restaurant.
You seem disciplined though.
No. Because then like, you know, they'll give you a salad option and I'll be like, pasta. And then like, I'll have like the normal size because they give you lunch portion and like supper portion. And I'll be like, just give it all. And then I'll just ration myself. Mm. And then it gets there. I'm just like, let me remove all temptation right now in this one sitting.
Hello.
And then I'm like, the whole day is screwed.
You know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I've been struggling. Generally,
but
I can't drive past anything.
Food. No.
Can't drive past the strip club.
Strip club too.
You don't even go there for the chicken wings. Don't lie. I know your
chicken.
Behavior.
Chicken. That real chicken.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm glad you guys said that. Because I think sometimes, you know, we forget why our life is out of control.
Yes.
Because we stop having that routine. And what you guys are talking about is routine is important. You know what's crazy? You guys are taking us back to the basics.
Yes.
The basics of everything in life is you've got to have that every day
discipline.
You know what you're doing, the discipline.
Definitely. Yeah. Routine and plan.
So what else do you guys do? I mean, we're going to get back to the fitness thing, but besides the fitness element, what do you guys do?
I'm also a model and I'm a student, actually.
Obviously.
Okay. Where are you studying and what are you studying?
UJ, APK, Stratcom and Marketing, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay, cool. And any campaigns you might know that you model for?
Well, yesterday I actually shot a video for a Ugandan artist. Forgot her name, but...
Oh, nice. Were you the love interest?
Yeah, pretty much. And then last week I had a shoot for Maxim magazine.
What? Oh,
okay.
And Muscle and Fitness too.
That's right. Awesome.
Yeah, then I've done other shoots like Men's Fitness is.
Mm.
And
I love this. Right.
Jose,
yeah.
And you, my brother?
I'm into watches. I'm a watch expert.
Get that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so I work with your luxury brands like Rolex, Panerai.
Uh huh. I'm into watches too, man.
What's your favorite brand?
Actually, I do like a Rotary. I really do. But Breitling is something that I enjoy. Patek Philippe.
Ah, absolutely amazing. One of the most amazing watches in the world.
You don't just own a Patek Philippe.
No, but
you keep it for the next generation.
For the next generation.
I've read that slogan.
No, definitely, man. Watches for me, it's a passion behind it. You know what I mean? Okay. It's luxury, it's time, and it's a lot of people don't understand why someone would spend that much amount of money on something that you just particularly wear on your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes so much further than just looking at time.
It's also more than just having people look at your watch and say nice watch, or increasing your status because of a certain brand. I mean, those kind of pieces are investment pieces. Yeah. What you're talking about now, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years from now, the value
of it has gone up. Appreciate it as opposed to depreciating.
Exactly. It's a timeless piece. Eh?
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? A lot of people actually also buy watches purely for achievement's sake. You know,
yes.
You know they merit themselves. They
feel milestone.
Like, you know, they've gotten to this specific age, or their company's doing well, so they reward themselves with watches. Meet all kinds of people all day long.
So that is awesome. And you don't do modeling?
Nah.
Don't you think you're missing out on an income stream? I just feel like when you got a good body, you better flaunt that shit.
Yeah, man. It better be making money. It better be out there.
See, I would be coming in here in a bikini all day, every day. Like, I'd just be like, look at me.
Yeah. I have no doubt. Because as it is,
I come in short all the time.
Short to short.
Because I love my legs. It's my achievement point. That's my watch.
You should put a watch on that.
We know what you feel like. We know what you feel like.
Yeah. I know what you feel like. I'm like that all day, every day.
Yeah, but you know, do me slowly but surely pushing me into the whole modeling thing. So.
I've been trying to get him in, and I'm like, you might as well. You know what I mean?
Who are your agents? Who
Boss Models?
Boss Models.
Yeah.
They're good. They're great.
Bianca.
Yeah, no, they should. I don't think get with Bianca, but yeah.
With Scout SA, you know. Yes, of course.
Yeah, team up with her. That would be amazing. Mm. But I'll put them in touch.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Well, it was really great talking to you guys. We're going to wrap up the show now. So, we're not wrapping up the show right now.
Oh.
You and I still have a lot to talk about.
Oh, I was like, there's a whole 20 minutes.
No, we're not done. But thank you for coming in, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for having
us. Hope you enjoyed it. And where can guys get hold of you?
Instagram, DoomySECO, and Twitter also, and Facebook. Then we also have our boot camp on the 11th of Feb by Gray and Ethel Park and by Maros.
Earn your Valentine's Day. Go to boot camp, damn it.
Exactly. 6:30 to 8 a.m., man. It's going to be nice. Let's get those summer bodies.
Okay, wait. Boot camp? How much is it? How do people apply?
It's free. So go on our pages, get our emails and RSVP.
What, Insta.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Insta, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah.
All right. And you, Jos?
You can get at me at josedomingos.jd on Instagram. All the details for the bootcamp will be on there. There's a couple of flyers along with our email addresses so you can RSVP and details to follow.
Okay, all please spell your surname because people... I'm thinking right now. I'm like...
It's Jose Domingos. It's DOMINGOS.
You know, I went to varsity with a guy called Jose Domingos, but he was a white guy. We're Portuguese. You're Portuguese?
Originally from Angola, so yes, I do speak Portuguese.
Ah, dope.
His father.
he's that old. He's older than me. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
So, you heard for yourself. What is what? And if you really want to get into shape, come on, man. Azimporo meganglani. In fact, that's what we're gonna play right now, huh? Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Wow.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Damn. I'm like, damn. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
I do love
like
my job.
Thursday morning eye candy. Just for
damn.
You.
Damn. Thanks,
you did a good one for me.
You hooked the sister up.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best I could do. I mean, after what you did with Bianca.
Well, you did. You matched
you know?
Up. Thank you. Thank you.
I thought I could, you know, I should also, at least now and again, so I can keep you motivated.
I know.
So
I almost didn't know what to say because I was just like, damn.
Yeah. You know,
thanks.
He's okay looking. I mean, like, you can't look like me.
Yeah, okay. No, but they're very cute. And they've got personality, which is amazing.
Yeah, they're a bunch of cool guys. I really admire that. I mean, young guys who are out there doing something different. A lot of the times, young guys are doing like... when I was that age, yes, I was motivated. Yes, I was working out.
Yes.
I was ambitious. But I think that it seemed like... I was an anomaly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas now I can see that there's these groups popping up, and we got to encourage people like that. They're doing something right. They're doing something for themselves, and they're doing something for others. I'm very proud.
But what I also like is that they're entrepreneurial about it. So it's not like I'm just going to be good looking.
You know?
I'm going to do something about it, which I love, 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 love.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm actually loving the shows this year. I feel like each show motivates me to do something else, which
I'm
is
motivated.
Amazing.
I'm like no sugar for the rest of the day.
I just had a Red Bull, but you know what? For the rest of the day, yeah. I will figure my life out.
3 months.
Otherwise,
you and I
I'm
are
so
going to
excited.
Be waiting for December.
I'm like, I'm going to get in touch with Tumi because
yeah.
I don't know if he could be my trainer, though. I feel like he's a little too cute to be my trainer. I just get distracted all the damn time.
Okay. I mean, he could be my trainer. We can like hang out.
And Jose, too. Like, I just feel like they're too good looking to be my trainers. I'd be too
problem.
Self-conscious.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like Bianca can't train you, you know? Like, don't do that.
Like, if you're listening, Bianca, you can train me. I would love to be trained by you.
You know, I just feel like Timmy should just give me the mind. Okay.
Okay, let's talk about a movie I went to watch. It is almost Oscar season.
It is.
The Academy Awards are coming up.
But all the awards already starting to happen, isn't it? Like
yes,
the Screen Actors Guild Awards just happened.
The Screen Actors Guild just happened. I think the Golden Globes just happened.
Yeah.
And you know, I went to watch a movie that I really thought I would hate. I was going in there with this idea that everyone's spoken about it, and they said, well, not everyone. Some people had said that it was overrated. Some people totally loved it. And I'm not always crazy about musicals. I find that sometimes musicals, you know, can be not my cup of tea.
And I'm a musical fanatic.
Is it? Well,
so
if you're a musical fanatic, then you should go watch La La Land.
Yeah.
It is just one of the most amazing films I've seen in the longest times.
Okay.
It stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. Now, they worked together before in a couple of other films, and they've always had an amazing screen chemistry. You believe that these guys could fall in love with each other.
Wow.
You know, and they're such a cute bunch of actors. You know, that cute couple of actors who come together, and they're just so easy to love. I mean, the thing about Ryan Gosling is, apart from the fact that he's a really talented actor, I never thought he'd be the kind of guy who would do a musical. He always seems a little bit too cool for that, you know, too laid back. Like, nah, man.
And I mean, he's got like Eva Mendes, which makes it even worse. Like,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So he plays a jazz pianist.
Okay.
And a really serious jazz pianist, down on his luck kind of guy.
Yeah.
Whose dream is to open up a jazz bar, you know, reminiscent of the old days of Fats Waller and Duke Wellington and the big boys, you know, of jazz. But the thing is, in modern Los Angeles, it just seems like a place like that has no place, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And someone like that is someone who has this wild dream that no one else can relate to. So if you're that kind of person, and that's what I loved about this, because I'm a dreamer myself.
Yes.
And some of my dreams are not very commercial. You know?
Yes.
They're like not viable commercially.
Yeah.
But if they were to happen, if I was given that opportunity, you know, I know what I'd be able to do with it. And that's what I enjoyed about La La Land. Like, if you have a dream and you still believe in love, this is one movie that you just have to go and see.
But I love that those two things are like combined into one movie.
Oh man. And then
like, I had to go see it.
Emma Stone, who's a struggling fledgling young actress, she is trying to make it a somebody in this Los Angeles. You know, a lot of people, I've been to Los Angeles a couple of times, and what strikes me about the place is how sad it is. You have a taxi driver who wants to be an actor. You have a lawyer whose dream is one day I'll be an actor. You have a dentist whose dream is one day to make it to Hollywood.
Yeah.
You have all these people that are in this town, and all they want to do is, it seems like the whole town is there to make it. You know, how classified, you might find, like, get an old TV or a used iPad or something. There, they're classified as plastic surgery.
Jeez.
And all sorts of, and casting and things like that. That's just in your LA Times. So she represents people who have gone to LA and they have a dream, they have a talent as well, because she's very talented. She's an incredible actress.
Yeah.
And you can see that Emma Stone herself is such an incredible actress, because she plays an aspiring actress.
Mm.
And you see her in these audition rooms. Like, if you've ever been an actor and you've been to an audition room, you know how not glamorous it
is. Yes, yes.
By the time you get to set and you've done this audition a couple of thousand times, you know how difficult it was to get there.
Yeah.
You know, and she shows us that, and she shows us how brilliant she is as an actress. actress that when she's auditioning, like, she can bring this wealth of emotion into any part that she plays, and she's like just standing there against a stark white wall in this room that is lit, you know, with these fluorescent lights.
Yeah, yeah.
And then halfway through the audition, which is what happens, like a lot of the people that I've met, who, especially people from South Africa who've gone over, you know, those are the people I know to LA, and they'll tell you, you know, they go on audition like maybe sometimes up to 3 times in one day, and they've been doing this for years.
Oh.
And they're no closer to their dream than they were when they first arrived.
Damn, that's difficult. But that's why I think in a lot of interviews with a lot of movie stars, you'll always hear that one big break. It's always that one moment in time that changes everything. So it's almost like you get rewarded for your belief and your tenacity, and that's what sets most people apart. And I remember the Twilight actress, Ashley Green. And before she got Twilight, she said, you know, it's something within you that you have to cultivate, and it has to be so strong that the world can't tell you any different. And she believed so strongly that she was going to be a star that, you know, by the time it happened, she was so grateful. But, you know, it was almost like her inner voice had been realized.
Yeah.
So I think that's the kind of determination you need. But even in this industry, you know, not just internationally, I mean, Hollywood is the big dream for most. But I think even in the South African industry, you know, you have to really hold on.
I think for me, La La Land was an analogy for anything in life that you dream about, that you love, that you want. Whether it's a great relationship, whether it's getting that business deal, whether it's finally getting that career, whatever it is requires a lot of tenacity. It requires a lot of self-belief, because you will get a lot of doors slammed in your face. You will get a lot of no's. And eventually, you will get that one yes, and all you need is one yes. So keep working for that one yes.
Yes.
I mean, the basic premise of the story is these two wonderful hopefuls meet, but they meet in the most strangest of ways.
Okay.
They're stuck in traffic, as they were.
Oh, what? Okay.
In LA.
So are they driving or are they in a cab? Okay, they're driving. Okay.
Because everyone drives in LA. Like,
Yes. It's not like New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their public transport is as bad as Joburg. In fact, the movies, for me, the colors, if, you know, LA, the sunshine, the colors, the traffic, the busyness, it reminds me of Joburg in many, many ways. And here it is where the movie starts, and these guys are so brazen. It starts off with a huge dance sequence with all these good looking fantastic dancers jumping out of these cars and just dancing literally in the streets, singing and dancing in the streets about being hopeful. And I thought, wow, this director is just so brave. He made a movie that he pulled no punches. He was like, this is what I'm going to make, and you gotta love it or you're gonna hate it, but either way you're gonna feel something. And that for
me
is the essence of a movie. So Emma Stone is studying her lines while stuck in traffic, and everyone else is moving and her car is not moving, and Ryan Gosling's car is behind her, and he hoots like, get the hell out of the way, like,
I got places to be, woman.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He drives his car around to her car window, to her driver's side window, and hoots some more. Let's let her know that you are wasting our time.
Yes.
And that
movie
was like, that is so Joburg.
Yes. Yes.
This is the first time these two meet.
Yes.
So the second time they meet, she's gone to this party, an LA party, an industry party as we call them, where women will go to these parties in LA, like hopeful. Sometimes not just women, but even good looking young men would go there.
Okay.
And there'll be a party, like Oliver Stone is throwing a party, and the who's who will be there, and you hope to get spotted.
Okay.
And most of the time you never really do. She goes to this party, she decides halfway through that this is just not for her, and she's leaving. Her car has been towed because it was parked illegally.
Mm.
As she's walking down the street, she's feeling really low and depressed. She hears this music coming from this restaurant inside. And she walks in and she hears the most amazing piano being played. And it's been played by Ryan Gosling. But what we don't realize is Ryan Gosling, as he's just before he plays a song. So this movie also switches between time. So they go backwards in time and they show us Ryan Gosling arriving at this restaurant to play, because he works as the in-house pianist.
Okay.
And his boss is telling him, you will play the set list like I told you. You will not play what you want to play.
Yeah.
You will play what I'm telling you to play. And he's like, but can't I play? And he's like, no, you will play what I want you to play.
Yeah.
And he makes him play this horrible, horrible classical music. Not even good classical music.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well,
you know.
Because good classical music, you'll be like, it's not my thing, but I really like,
you know,
this melody.
I mean?
Yeah.
And then halfway through, Ryan Gosling decides, you know what, stuff this guy. He plays
this one beautiful song. And it's a really beautiful jazz song.
Yes, so he goes out on a limb.
He goes out on a limb.
Okay.
And immediately he's fired as soon as he's finished playing. Mm. And that's when Emma Stone walks in when he's playing this amazing song. So she watches this whole song he played and she watches him get fired.
Yeah.
And as he's walking past her and she walks towards him and she's like, that was so beautiful. He literally
walks past her.
He walks through her.
No. No.
He doesn't even care.
Because his world just crumbled.
But he's like, he's a total dick.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Right, and then they meet next time, and they're at this party, and he's playing in this 80s kind of band, revival band.
Okay.
And you can imagine for someone like Ryan Gosling's character, this is like the worst kind of thing to happen to him. You know, he's like a serious jazz musician, and he's playing in an 80s band just to make ends meet.
Mm.
And Emma Stone walks in, and the lead singer is like, "Would anyone like some requests?" And she requests the most kitsch 80s song ever, that is heavily keyboard based, just so that Ryan Gosling's character that can have to play all those notes.
Yes.
She knows how much he would hate it. And that's kind of how they meet.
She's like,
know?
Just for going through me.
Yeah, just for going through me.
Yeah.
And they meet, and it seems like it's a very difficult relationship at first, but they keep trying, you know, they're really in love with each other. And she gives up on herself.
Yeah.
She decides, I can't do this anymore, because she works at a coffee shop in the Warner Brothers studio.
Okay.
And she decides, I've been rejected so often and I've tried so much. She puts up a play and people laugh at her and tell her she should give up a day job, things like that, you know. She moves back in with her parents. They kind of break up with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He, at the same time, gets a gig with a character played by John Legend to play in this band that's doing something avant-garde with jazz.
Yeah.
And she feels like he's really, you know, sold out. And he's just thinking, but I'm trying to pay the bills so that we can have this life that you want.
Yeah.
You know? They kind of break up. And he eventually gets a call from an agent, a casting agent, who wants to cast Emma Stone because they went to watch this horrible play that she did. And he forces her to go to this casting. And she does some most amazing casting, gets the gig.
Wow.
But guess what?
What?
She becomes world famous.
What?
And this changes everything. And this brings us to the ending. Now the ending,
oh my gosh,
which I don't want to give away, was what made this movie so amazing for me. You'll either love it, or in fact you'll love it. Either way, I think either way, whether you love the classical Hollywood story ending or you hate it, you will love this ending.
But the thing is, I feel like this movie's gotten so much buzz, and people from everywhere are just saying, you know, we relate to the story, we love the story, and I just think that it's worth watching. I haven't watched it yet because, you know, January.
It's totally worth watching.
January
I myself at first was like, this
musical.
Musical, you know, I'm not crazy about them sometimes, but. For me, what was really great about this is if you like the old school musical, Fred Astaire, kind of Ginger Rogers.
Yes.
I love those musicals.
Yes.
So lately I've not enjoyed musicals because they were trying to do something new. So it's a musical like that. It's like Singing in the Rain. It's all those things.
Yes.
But set in the modern era. And man, it's the things it does, it's whimsical, but it's brave, you know. The kind of outfits that they have Emma Stone wearing. The way Ryan Gosling is dressed. And the kind of music that they're doing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely enchanting.
Woo.
It's magical.
Now I just want to leave the show and go watch this movie.
You got to go watch this movie.
Anyone want to ask me on a date and let's go watch La La Land.
I must say, if you are on a first or second date and you really want to impress her, take her to watch this, guys.
Yeah, take me, guys.
Take her to watch this. So it's been nominated for as many Oscars as Titanic was.
Apparently, yes. I
But if it wins all the Oscars that it's been nominated for, it would break all the records.
Jeez, let's see
and
what
I think
happens.
They deserve it. And you know what's really amazing? The story itself is a metaphor for how the story came about because the director had always wanted to make the story.
Yeah.
But no one would let him.
Oh.
Everyone was like, no, it's too costly. And it's not that costly. For a Hollywood movie, it's $30 million.
Mm.
And it's already made $226 million worldwide at the box office.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, no one would ever see that kind of movie. So he went off and made other types of movies and he did well. And then eventually he was like, now I want to make the movie I've always wanted to make. And that was the movie that is going to get him all these Oscars.
Jeez.
How amazing is that?
No, that's a good way to end the show.
I think so.
Damn.
Well, we're going to be out of here now. What do you feel like listening to today?
Give me anything, man. Something upbeat, hey guys. Let's leave Thursday with an upbeat melody. Debit orders went off yesterday. Let us just be happy.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. Later. We're out of here.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.